I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 3rd, 2022 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Mrs. Westfall is excused. Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We will start with our Pledge of Allegiance again at this regular meeting, this meeting led by Ms. Lindsay Stock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have no additions to the agenda. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Sanford, I believe you do.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to give an update on the TIF possibility that we've been discussing for our downtown area.
We'll make that agenda item 13, a TIF update from Mr. Sanford.
Thank you.
Any anything else, Mr. Sanford?
That's it for me, Mayor.
And council, my apologies. I jumped right to Mr. Sanford because he had told me he had something.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to schedule the zoning and annexation, reschedule the zoning and annexation committee meeting on, I forget the ordinance number that we were, that we canceled for the last meeting.
All right, let's make that agenda item 11A, schedule the zoning and annexation committee meeting. Any additional items from members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Schreuer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snore?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Haller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved at this evening's meeting. Agenda item 4 is approval of the council meeting minutes from December 20th. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the meeting minutes for City Council dated December 20th, 2021 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from December 20th, 2021 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Moving on to agenda item 5, Mr. Haller has a couple of items here on the agenda. The first is concerning the South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvement Phase 1. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvement is a project that we're looking at in kind of in conjunction with the Main Street Reconstruction Project that we have through surface transportation funds. And that project is scheduled in 2024. With that project, the sanitary sewer that runs down Main Street is a very old sewer. And with that project, our concern is that the laterals that are on that sewer, the sewer itself, main sewer, is about 20 feet deep. We don't anticipate that the construction project will have an impact on that. However, the laterals that come off of that main are what we call 90 degree or 12 o'clock laterals. They come straight up off the top of the pipe. They get to a very shallow depth, 8 foot and shallower, and then go over to the houses. Those very well could be impacted. It's not uncommon to break those and cause other leaks in that construction. So what we would like to do in front of the 2024 project is take a look at the condition of the main line sewer, take a look at the condition of those laterals, and see what we can or can't do if those need to be replaced or if they don't need replaced. I'll be honest, that would surprise me if they don't need to be replaced, but we want to take a look at everything now so that we can make a determination and have a construction project for next year if needed in 2023 so that we're done ahead of the street project in 2024. So the initial look is, will be done by Atkins Sanitary. They will actually do the camera work. They provided a quote in the amount of $10,000 to perform that work. And they'll provide that information, and we'll provide the plans and that kind of stuff, additional information to Jones and Henry engineers, who will then make a determination based on those videos. And based on several different options that we're considering, we're taking a look at almost every possibility. Just open cutting them and put them back where they are, lining them, much like we did the trunk stand. That on laterals as well. We may do a parallel collection system for those houses and businesses along that section. And we're even looking at the possibility of a low pressure pumping system that would handle those homes along Main Street. So, and that system is basically a 2-inch diameter force main, if you will, and just each house or each pair of houses will have a pumping station that will then discharge into the neighborhood sewer. We don't have any of those in the city right now, but it is a system that's used. Iowa County has one of the first projects I designed it as an engineer has about 500 of them, I think, in that area. So it is a system, it is an option. Because of the soils and that, things of that nature in that area, it may be a better low-cost option, but we'll be taking a look at all of those options and probably others once we get the results of the test. But we do ask for permission to move forward with the two contracts, the two ordinances that you have for Atkins Sanitary in the amount of $10,000 and Jones and Henry Engineers in the amount of $29,300. And these projects were included in our 2022 budget.
Mr. Aller, mm-hmm. The question on the way this is proposed is if we're doing the video now and the engineering firm gets it and something different comes to light, would the proposed engineering cost change, or could it?
This engineering cost is the preliminary engineering cost. So this is just for the analysis of the videos, analysis of the plans and things of that nature.
That's what I mean. Would that expand at all?
It possibly could. I wouldn't anticipate it. We think we've got things covered pretty well here. Once we got the final design, then we'll be coming back to you again for additional funds for final design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Allen, just for the record, because I'm pretty sure you mentioned this some time ago when we were looking at first at this, how old is that sewer collection main going down Main Street? Do you have a sense of that?
The one going down Main Street?
The one that you're looking at.
The one we're looking at here. I believe that was with the original plan. So that's probably about 60 years old, 60 to 70 years old.
And what's the natural life expectancy of one of those?
Clay pipe nice runny soil like is in there. We're coming up to the end of that. Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say that, yeah. But I wanted to ask that just to make sure.
We've had a couple of those laterals. It was a pretty common design at the time that those were built, but those 12 o'clock laterals, you can imagine over 60 years, the soil weight and all of the work that's been done up above it and that kind of stuff, it starts to bear down on those laterals and it actually pushes them right through. And so we've been in there through the years. We haven't had to do it in probably 8 years. We did it right after I got here, and I don't think we've had to do it since then. But we've had to go in there and repair a couple of those through the years.
Thank you.
And as you can imagine, digging down 20 feet is not—it's like quicksand in there.
It's never a picnic to dig 20 feet.
No.
Mr. Aller, St. Joseph Church and School are on South Main Street as well, so I assume they're affected, though their laterals are probably newer, I would guess.
Yeah, they were, especially for the school. The church is probably an older lateral, but the church and the school on the church side is probably a pretty old lateral, I would imagine. But the one for the school on the,
New school to the east.
On the east side, yeah, that's probably fairly new.
There was an old school church facility where the new elementary, newer elementary on the west side is now. They may have just gone into the existing service line.
They could have, yeah. That's pretty common, so.
All right. All right, there are two ordinances for approval to get the ball rolling on this project. The first is to accept the proposal of Jones and Henry Engineers to provide preliminary engineering services. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 1-2022, accepting the proposal of Jones and Henry Engineers Limited to provide preliminary engineering services for the South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvements Phase 1 project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $29,300. I move passage of ordinance number 1-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 1-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 1-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. We also have the proposal to, or the ordinance to accept the proposal of Atkins Sanitation for the cammering of these sewer lines. That's ordinance 2-2022. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 2-2022, accepting the proposal of Atkins Sanitation to provide televised inspection services for the South Main Street Sanitary Sewer Improvements Phase 1 project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $10,000. I move for passage of ordinance number 2-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 2-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 2-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Second project for discussion tonight is agenda item number 6, which is for the improvement of the Monroe Street Silica and the Silica Road Bridge replacement. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project is to the point. We are have completed stage 2 drawings for both projects, and the next step in them is obtaining any necessary real estate that might be needed for the projects. We obtained proposals from two ODOT pre-qualified consultants, and the firms that were recommended to you this evening are in the ordinances that we asked to be passed. West Erie Realty Solutions is a firm that we've worked with several times and have done good work for us in the past. Their proposal to provide the project management, title reports, appraisals, negotiations, closings, and document recordings is $95,250. Because it's an ODOT project, those appraisals need to be reviewed and approved, and it has to be by a separate party than the firm actually doing the appraisal. So we've also obtained a quote from American Property Analysts to do the appraisal review services, and that quote is in the amount of $12,900. We've also done work with this company, and they actually have a couple retired ODOT real estate individuals that work for the company and know the process very well. So we recommend approval for both of these contracts, one with Realty Solutions in the amount of $95,250, and the other with American Property Analysts in the amount of $12,900, and these expenses were included in our 2022 capital program.
Your report indicates there are 15 parcels necessary for these two adjacent projects. That seems like an awful lot.
It seems like a lot, yeah. I think the parcels are, they're under single ownership, but there's just still a lot of parcels.
And it includes the south side of Monroe Street all the way east of the railroad tracks.
Yeah, it goes all the way to Speedway.
So that explains some of it right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, we have two ordinance. Any questions for Mr. Haller before we proceed with the ordinances?
Mr. Mayor, I have one.
Ms. Dow.
Mr. Haller, do we have any estimate prepared or any idea of what it might cost to get these properties, get this real estate?
We have an estimate that was included in the project budget. I don't recall offhand what that number is, but I can get that for you.
I can look it up. I'll go back and look. I just wanted to check.
Yeah, we do have an amount based on commercial property, and I want to say it was like $250,000, but I hate doing that because then I go back and I look it up and I realize that I was thinking about another project. So, but yeah, we do have an amount that we anticipate to be covered. We will be requesting donation of right away because several of the entities are public entities, and so we will be requesting right of way, but they're obviously under no obligation to do so. We'll actually be giving ourselves but our property will actually be appraised, and I'm pretty sure we'll donate ours, but that's your decision. So.
All right,
and my recollection is that when we get those appraisals, you always tell us how those match up with our estimates anyway. So.
Yes.
All right. There's no further questions. We do have ordinances 3 and 4. Proceed with these. First is proposed ordinance 3, 2022, to accept the proposal of WE Realty Solutions. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 3, 2022. Accepting the proposal of WE Realty Solutions Limited to provide right-of-way acquisition services relative to the Monroe and Silica Intersection Upgrade Project and the Silica Drive Bridge Replacement Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $95,250, and I would move for passage as an emergency measure.
Second. It is moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 3, 2022, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 3, 2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now on to ordinance number 4, 2022, accepting the proposal of American Property Analysts. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 4, 2022, by title only, accepting the proposal of American Property Analysts, Inc., to provide right-of-way acquisition service relative to the Monroe and Silica Intersection Upgrade Project and the Silica Drive Bridge Replacement Project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $12,900. I move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 4, 2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 4, 2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you, Mr. Allener. Moving next to agenda item 7, this is an annual resolution we make that is allowed by state of Ohio law to designate the clerk of council as responsible for receiving a training for each of us in Ohio public records law. So I encourage all of you to do it at least once, and Mr. Hansen, I encourage you to do it specifically this year. It's a requirement at the beginning of each term of office for elected officials. In the past, it's been held nearby at the TMACOG offices, though this year that is not scheduled to take place because the Ohio Secretary of State is pulling it back and is making other arrangements through the state of Ohio, I believe. I don't know if that's finalized yet or not, but they are not having it, Chairman. It may be online training, it may actually work easier for you. We will share that information with you once it's established, but in the meantime, I do recommend this resolution be passed, designating our clerk of council, Sharon Booker, as our designee to attend these training programs. If there are no questions, Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 1-2022, and read by title only. Resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records law as required by Ohio Revised Code, Section 109.43. I move passage of Resolution Number 1-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for the passage of Resolution Number 1-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 1-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Going to page 2 of our agenda, both agenda items 8 and 9 are to reappoint members of the Board of Zoning Appeals as recommended by City Council. The first of these is to reappoint Thomas Reynolds to the Board of Zoning Appeals for the term commencing January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2024. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 2-2022 and read by title only. Reappointing Thomas Reynolds to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31, 2024. I move passage of Resolution Number 2-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution Number 2-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 3-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 9 is to reappoint Gary Summer. And Mr. Fry informs me there is a potential conflict of interest in that he has used Mr. Summer as an attorney. So I'm asking Mr. Hanum if he's willing to introduce this.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
First, we need a motion to allow Mr. Fry to push back from the table.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to allow Mr. Fry to push back from the table due to a potential conflict of interest. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show that Mr. Fry is not participating in this discussion or vote. Now, passage of Resolution 3-2022. Mr. Hanum, if you'd be so kind.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I do serve with Gary on the Sylvania Community Services Board, but I don't view that as a conflict of interest, and so I'm comfortable moving forward.
All right.
So I would move adoption of Resolution Number 3-2022. Now read by title only, reappointing Gary Summer to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a term expiring December 31, 2024, and adoption of Resolution Number 3-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution Number 3-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 3-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Let the record show that Mr. Fry is rejoining us at the table as we move to agenda item 10. This is a proposed 3-year collective bargaining agreement with our AFSCME union members. I'd like Mr. Schroyer to discuss this with us.
Sure. We reached a tentative agreement with public service workers on a 3-year deal. Minor changes. We have new effective pay raises January 1st of 2022. January 1st, 2023, 3%, and January 1st, 2024, 2.75%. The first year, the 2.5% is the same amount that the 9 union employees of the city receive. We've also tentatively agreed to exchange as a paid holiday, June Columbus Day or Juneteenth. The union membership is set to vote on this agreement on Friday, this Friday, the 7th. One of your passengers attended it based on them voting to approve the agreement.
What passage tonight allows us to do is the HR department of the city to make payments based on this new contract after it's passed by the union without having to go back and make retroactive payments. That's why we're requesting it tonight. And it is provisional on their union passing it as well. So I think that makes some sense. Just tentatively, we do have the police unions that we need to negotiate with. We simply have been unable to meet with their union yet. There are three meeting dates set within the next couple of weeks, and we will begin negotiations with them, but they changed their union representation, which caused a delay. And we will keep you posted on the progress of those as well. With that, are there questions for Mr. Schroyer? Hearing none, the new chairman of Employee and Community Relations is not with us tonight. Mr. Richardson, would you be so kind as to read this one?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 5, 2022, by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1, 2022, on behalf of the City of Sylvania Municipal Employees Association, affiliated with District 8 American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 5, 2022, as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 5, 2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Agenda item 11, we have added, committee reports, we have added agenda item 11A to reschedule that zoning and annexation committee meeting that had to be canceled in December. Mr. Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate council accommodating my change in schedule. I had to be out of town at the time of the last meeting. And so I would like to reschedule the Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting on what was Ordinance 77-2021. I assume if we move forward with this, we will have a new ordinance number. But it's a proposal from the Environmental Design Group to review our zoning code. And I would propose that we have that meeting in advance of our next council meeting on January 17th.
Oh, it'll be the 18th, Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Due to Martin Luther King Day celebration.
Martin Luther King Day. It's wrong on my calendar, so I'll need to fix that. But, okay. January 18th. After we just adopt Juneteenth, I should have gotten that right. Okay. For January 18th, 2022, and I think we scheduled half an hour for that before, and I think that should be sufficient, so I think we could do that at 7 o'clock. Anybody think differently?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that at 7, and Leslie, I'd ask you to make sure that Mr. Hansen gets a copy of that proposal.
Oh, sure. Yep, I will.
I'd give him mine, but then I wouldn't have it.
That's okay. I'll be happy to talk about it.
All right, so I will move to have schedule a Zoning Annexation Committee meeting on January 18th, 2022 at 7 p.m. in chambers.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to schedule a meeting of the Zoning and Annexation Committee for 7 p.m. on January 18th here in council chambers to discuss that zoning update ordinance. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll have the clerk post that date. Are there any other committee reports meetings to be scheduled or referrals at this time? Hearing none, let's move on to added agenda item 13, which is a TIF update requested by Mr. Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I requested to give you all an update of where things stand on the TIF. We had talked about it in the fall. Mr. Hansen, I'll get you up to speed on all the material that we had passed out earlier. You remember in our first discussion, we were concerned about the timing and that there was a by the end of the year, we got that clarified. We were crunched to get it done by the end of 2021 on the increase in the valuations of the properties. So we've met a few times with our consultant from Reveille, Glenn Grisdale. He is recommending a rolling 75% 10-year TIF. And the first step to move on this then would be to, schedule a public meeting with all the property owners in the area that we have for the TIF. And it would be an explanation of how the TIF would work. And again, this is a redirection of the property tax. It's not an increase in the property tax. And I think that's the biggest point we have to get across. And then right from that, how will those tax dollars be used? And again, this has to be a project within that in that area. Now, we had talked earlier about the possibility of it being used for the downtown streetscape. We had, and I think the mayor reported earlier that the mayor presented recently in December to the state capital budget a request of $1 million to go toward our streetscape. So Glenn Grisdale actually helped us with the presentation that we put together for that. And again, the tie-in that those TIF dollars could be used as part of the repayment of the cost to do the streetscape in our downtown. But again, we're not limited to that project, but that would be one, especially if the district ends up being a larger area than just downtown. We had talked about extending it all the way out to the expressway. And so that's what I wanted to report tonight. And then, and it would seem to both, and two other points, would make sense to have this meeting before a council meeting. It's not a public meeting per se, but it's a meeting with the public just to inform them of the TIF. And we could have it here in council chambers, and then it would be an opportunity. I really think it's important, being this would be our first TIF, that all of you be present if possible for the TIF meeting, and we can see what kind of questions you might have, what the people may have. And then I'm also going to be asking that we extend the contract that we have with Reveille. Our original contract with them was for $6,500 to finish this, and where we're at now, we took a little bit of a twist from our first meeting with him. He figures it's going to cost about $1,200 for him to attend, and a member from the staff to be present at this meeting that we have, and help with the legislation preparation. So I would recommend that we would expand and add $1,500 to this contract with Reveille to get this done.
We'll need to prepare legislation, I assume, to get that second part done. What's your proposed meeting date?
I wanted to throw that out here. Now, I did check with Glenn, and he is available on February 7th. That's our first meeting in February. And I think and we would take care of notifying all the property owners if this is agreeable to council. And we could have this meeting at 6:30 before our council meeting.
There is a public hearing already scheduled that night for the medical marijuana special use permit. That might not be an appropriate mixing of crowds, to tell you the truth.
That'll generate some interest.
The next council meeting date would be the 22nd of February.
If that's, I can double check with Glenn. This seemed to be the better date for him. But if that doesn't work, I mean, we could move it to the first meeting in March too, if the second meeting in February doesn't work for him, but I can double check with him.
All right. If we needed to stick with that original date, you'd have to back up to 6 o'clock to allow an hour, and that seems a bit much.
This will be a pretty good attendance.
There's a lot of property owners involved.
Yes, and I think, I mean, there's a lot of things we can answer before the meeting, but I think we'll have good attendance, and I want people to come and talk directly to somebody like Glenn that can really answer their questions.
All right, so at this point, I would propose that we prepare legislation to come back and extend Reveille's contract by that $1,200, and come back with our recommendation to schedule that public informational meeting. It's not a public hearing, it's just a public information meeting as required by state law, is my understanding.
That'd be correct.
All right. Questions or comments? Ms. Stile?
If we are going to do any sort of vote or planning of meetings, I'd like to push away. As a property owner within this potential TIF district, I want to avoid any potential conflicts of interest.
That makes sense to me, I agree. There are no actions to be taken tonight. Other questions or comments from the tables?
Mr. Mayor, you don't need a specific motion, or do you want a motion to prepare legislation?
Yeah, let's have a motion to prepare that legislation.
So, Mrs. Branning, Ms. Stiles' concern, can she vote on that without a conflict?
I would have her push back even from that.
Okay.
First motion is to allow her to push back.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to allow Ms. Stile to push back from the table due to a conflict of interest. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And let the record show she is not participating in the discussion or the vote. The vote is to authorize legislation be prepared to extend the contract of Reveille to help more with the TIF meeting and legislation.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make the motion to extend the contract for Reveille by 1,200, you said?
I actually said 1,500 to give us a little cushion. 1,200 is about what he expects it to be.
So to expand the contract for Reveille by up to $1,500,
yes,
for various services regarding the TIF efforts for the debt. Second.
Been moved and seconded to authorize that legislation be prepared. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll bring that legislation back to you at our next meeting on January 2018. And we'll also come back with the meeting date.
I will get that out before, get you to confirm the date before the next meeting. We won't wait till the next meeting. I can find that out pretty quick.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Just the mechanics of this, recognizing there's differences between property owners who would be notified of this and then people who are tenants of the property owners, correct?
That's correct.
Is it your thought process, Mr. Sanford, that we reach out to both or just the owners? I know legally we want to definitely talk to the owners, but indirectly, the tenants are paying the bill.
I'm opening it up. It's not exclusive to just the property owners. I'm going to invite the tenants, get some more publicity out in general, just to invite the general public.
Yeah, that might be a subject for a DSA conversation as well, mm-hmm, just as a suggestion. I'm sure you already thought about that. The other question I had was what communication we've had about this possible direction with the 10-year rolling TIF with the schools, because they're the most impacted organization by any decision that council would make here.
We will keep them up to speed on this, and Leslie and I have had meetings with them about this, but this is the one that we do not have to have a deal worked out with them.
I understand.
But we will, that's a good point, we'll make sure that they're where we're at and what we're proposing. Now that I wanted to get past this meeting before I reach back out to them.
Right. I understand there's no requirement, but that does, obviously we still want to be good partners with our, you know, with our schools.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sanford. I'll let the record show that Ms. Dow is rejoining us at the table. However, there are no additional items on the agenda at this time. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, January 18th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for attending.